how do the ancients understand the cosmos? I've always been baffled by that, Andrew.
Well, I think that we're looking at the fact that they would have seen themselves, or not so much themselves, but their ancestors as originally having come from the stars. I mean, all around the world, still today, there are various indigenous cultures that believe this. Even the Incas, the peoples of the Andes, believed wholly that their ancestors came from the stars, came down the Milky Way, and were here, obviously, within physical form, within their own life, and would return along the Milky Way to their concept of heaven. They would actually enter the Milky Way at the time of the solstices, which would almost form like access points or gateways that would allow this journey on to the place of heaven. And, the Incan peoples, even though, Peru, for instance, is south of the equator, and therefore you would think that their main interest would be in the southern skies. No, it was actually in the northern skies. And only recently, an Italian scientist has realized that one of the most important symbols of the Incas, which was the puma, of which Cuzco, the very center of the Incan kingdom, is actually shaped to form like this puma on the ground, that its celestial counterpart, the point of cosmic access, is actually the very dark area where Cygnus is placed upon the Milky Way. It creates what they call a dark star constellation. In other words, it's formed out of the darkness that you can see within the actual Milky Way itself. And this puma corresponds exactly to the position of where the Cygnus stars are. So in other words, here is a good example of ancient people seeing Cygnus as the source of life and the fact that they would return there even in death. And this is to a people who existed south of the equator, who, as I said, should in theory have been interested in the south. But you say how they would relate to the cosmos. Obviously, this is one way. But another is the fact that they would actually have travelled deep underground to commune with, the cosmic spirit, what they would have seen as the source of all life. And this was where they painted their paintings, which were deep, deep underground. As I said, some of these paintings are half a mile underground, a mile underground, or even further.
And was there a reason why they did that then? Because of its their connection with the underground, with that dark side?
This is exactly it. I mean, I don't know if any of your listeners realize that we can actually see cosmic rays. Back in the 1960s with the Apollo program, the astronauts found that they found it was difficult for them to go to sleep because they kept seeing flashes of light in their eyes, either whether their eyes were open or closed. They reported this to NASA, who did subsequent experiments with later flights, and they conclusively discovered that these were being caused by cosmic rays passing through the liquid part of the eye and discharging and creating something known as Cherenkov radiation, which is essentially a burst of light. And this can be seen objectively through the eye. Now, if you can imagine our Paleolithic ancestors deep down in their caves, in the total darkness, achieving these trance states, these shamanic states, possibly through hallucinogens or through other processes.
Sure. That ayahuasca and things
and
like
then,
that.
Exactly. And then very suddenly, they see a burst of light. To them, this will be a trigger for some kind of religious or mystical experience, which itself might allow some kind of download of information, which might, be from within themselves, or it may be that they're attuning to, some higher consciousness or something like this. But that somehow they would associate, their origins, their cosmic origins, with this manifestation of light. Now, if we can remember that Cygnus X-3, which I must point out, is almost like some unimaginable cosmic gun barrel in the sky. It produces these incredible jets of subatomic particles in the form of gaseous plasma. And one of its jets along its axis is pointing directly at the Earth. And this is unique. And astronomers call such phenomena or such a source a blazar or a microblazar. And this is a quite unique term. And there is only one known microblazar in the whole of the galaxy, and that is Cygnus X-3. But anyway, getting back to our guys in the cave, they would have realized that these lights which they would have seen and associated with religious experience would have grown and declined in accordance with the rising and the setting of the stars. And therefore, it is likely that over generations they would have realized that the most prominent source in the sky that was above when these experiences were taking place down below was that of Cygnus.
Now, let me ask you, Andrew, do you think that this experience was more cosmic or more intervention by possible extraterrestrials that might have been coming from this constellation area?
Well, initially, we're talking about something that is purely scientific here, purely cosmic.
All right.
Something which is affecting us. Back in 1973, Carl Sagan, the great astronomer and science writer, said that he felt that human evolution was being affected by some kind of neutron star in deep space, and that this caused advances or jumps in human evolution. Now, that was a quite bold statement back then, and he repeated it subsequently.
Sure.
It is now scientific fact that amongst the various processes that can cause sudden changes in human DNA that will lead to alterations in human evolution is cosmic rays. You know, other sources for changes would be everything from diet to environmental conditions, to chemical changes within the body, to other sort of aberrations. But cosmic rays may well be one of the most important things that causes sudden leaps and jumps in human evolution. And I am certain that the ancients were very much aware of this, or certainly they were aware that the cosmos affected them, and I am also certain that they looked particularly towards one area of sky, you know, as being responsible for this, and that was Cygnus, which they saw as the source of cosmic life and death, the place where life came from and the place where life would return in death.